Hey guys, this is Whitney and you're listening to Meet the Owner. It's getting cold outside, but it's warm in here. Today, I have with me the creator, maker, and founder of Lit Brooklyn. Lit Brooklyn are luxury soy candles hand-poured in Brooklyn. Today, I have Daniqua Williams, better known as D. Will.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Can't complain.
Honestly, for November, what is today?
Today is the 29th. Oh, we're both off.
It's pretty warm outside for November.
It's so warm, right?
Anytime the weather is good, I'm in a better mood.
Good. And we were just talking about how over Thanksgiving that the weather was so warm in LA, it was 90 degrees. And it's like, oh my gosh, I went down to Maryland and it was 50. It was so warm. And I'm like, what is going on?
Not complaining though. I'll take this over the snow any day.
Speaking of snow and being warm, Lit Brooklyn. Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, I love candles. That's just like every day. This is literally every day when I come home, I light a candle. It lights up the room and it really makes it feel warm and homey and cozy. So tell us, why a candle company?
Why a candle company? I think since I was a little girl, I remember literally getting in trouble because my parents are Caribbean and my mom would like have like these figurines, these things around the house that are just for decoration and not for anything else. And I was just always fascinated with flame and like the way that it just, I don't know. I think I was into self-care before self-care really became a thing.
Okay, interesting.
I like the darkness. I like candle company. I've always loved candles. I can't even lie. Like, it's just something about, it sets the mood and it just
That's true.
It's just automatically calming, I feel like.
That's true. So you said you're Caribbean. So were you born in the Caribbean or were you?
No. So my parents are both from Guyana. It's a country in South America.
Okay. Nice.
I'm a born American though.
Okay, cool. So you said you were always into like flames and like darkness and warmth and heat and self-care. So you knew that this was something that you wanted to do eventually?
Not necessarily. So I knew I loved candles, but if you would have told me 3 years ago that I would be a candle maker and I would own a company, I would be like, no freaking way.
Okay, so 3 years ago, what was that thought?
So 3 years ago, I worked for a retail company. Okay. It was a luxury high-end retail company. And that was actually my first taste at luxury in a sense. Like, I'm telling you, like, people are like coming in and just dropping two stacks for cashmere. And I'm just like, this is thing like $2,000 for cashmere.
Like, this is real.
And that job literally taught me half of what I needed to know to operate my business.
Okay.
Like, they taught me about clienteling. They taught me the importance of relationship with your customer. Mm-hmm. They taught me about how to present your products. So that's what I was doing 3 years ago. And then I ended up leaving my job because the way that I am in life in general, if I feel like I'm no longer growing, I got to be out. Like, I just can't
absolutely
be stagnant. And it was a very quick decision. I didn't give them a 2 weeks notice, which is horrible. Like, I don't advise anyone to just not to just pick up and leave. I just knew that it was time for me to just go. And I learned everything that I had to learn. My last standing position there was an assistant manager. And I tell people this all the time. If you've been an assistant manager in retail, that means basically you're the store manager without the store manager salary.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? So you're taking on all these responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And I had four promotions in the matter of, I think I was there for a year and a half. And
you had four promotions in a year?
Four promotions in a year and a half. I managed to make the company $1 million in 10 months. In sales. And I don't know, I just felt like it was just time for me to just to just go. Like, I knew that I always loved the idea of doing things my own way, and I couldn't, at least then I didn't think that I could do it while balancing a full-time job. So,
and sometimes when you think back on that, just that statement, you said that you made the company $1 million, you think back and you're like, hey, if I could do that and make another company $1 million in sales, then why can't I do this for myself and make myself and my company $1 million in sales? You know, so those thoughts, I'm sure, go through your head and everybody else's head about, you know, I'm here in a position and I'm not happy and I'm stagnant and I could be doing something that I love and that's for me. And, you know,
I always do try to tell people, though, don't just jump ship like that, because I feel like everyone's story is their story and everyone's luck is their luck, per se. And like,
I agree.
With me, I take what you can while you're at the position. You know, like, I think so many people are just so quick to say, oh, I don't want to work for anyone. But I feel like when you own your own business, you were working for everybody. You're working for more people than you are when you were clocked in. I learned so much from that company. And because of my experience at that company, I was able to implement some of the stuff that I learned into Lit Brooklyn.
The candle. So I want to know about, first of all, where did the name come from?
So Lit Brooklyn, it literally just came, honestly. It was one of those things where you had to think of a timeless name. Right. Yep. And lit right now, everybody's saying
everyone
lit.
Everyone uses that word.
Everybody and their mom is using lit. But the cool thing with the name of the brand is that years from now, mm-hmm. it's still going to be popping because a candle always has to be lit.
Exactly. So it's like, it just makes such a great play on
words.
It just
makes perfect sense. And then with Brooklyn, I just wanted to pay homage to the city that raised me, basically. Because nice. I feel like Brooklyn is like, it's going through a phase right now. And I'm 28 years old and I was able to see the changes in Brooklyn. And so many people are coming and trying to claim my city, and I'm just like I'm mm-mm. Brooklyn bred, and this is authentic, this is original, and I just wanted to just, you know, throw that flair on there because I wouldn't want to be from, no offense to anybody wherever you're from, but I wouldn't want to be from anywhere else in the world besides Brooklyn. Like, I feel like being from Brooklyn, you just have a certain swag, a certain flair. Like, it's just different.
No, I get that. I get that, definitely. I love your packaging, by the way. Like,
thank
I
you.
Love the containers. I love the packaging. How was that process? Were you like researching different?
So when
process.
Lit started, the packaging was not what you see right now.
Like, okay.
It was just ugly. And I can say that because it's my brand. The pricing, I had to like, it was a lot. Like, because of the type of jar that I used to carry, the price of it was higher. And I want to say a few months into it, I was like, I want to switch it up. Like, how am I rebranding? And I just came out. But I was like, I wasn't happy with it. Like, something with the way that it looked and the way that it was being perceived, it wasn't sitting well with me. And I'm just like, anything you put your name on it, you got to be super 100% proud of it. And
if I could be
1,000% honest, I just wasn't in love with it.
I love that.
So I loved gold. Like, gold is like my jam. Like, I just
love
anything. Love anything that's gold. So I was like, when I recreate and I revamp and I rebrand this situation, like, I want it to be something where people would be proud to gift to someone.
Mm-hmm.
They would be proud to have it a part of their decor, whether it's an office, a living room, your bedside. When you create a product, you create a business, you always have to think about your consumer. Your consumer always has to be in mind. And I wanted everything that I have that I love, it's super easy. I have a friend, Lauren, she has wipes and they just fit right in your bag. Mm-hmm. Or like my friend Pepper, she has like a portable charger, it fits right in your bag. So
nice.
I'm like, they thought about the consumer, the people who are using their products. So I just wanted to make it easier for
Exactly.
Easy and beautiful.
Yeah. And I get that because the candles that you have, you could take them with you to a hotel. You could take them with you to an Airbnb. You can take them to a friend's house. Like you said, you can gift them. They're so portable and they're chic and they're cute and they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've yet to smell one, but that's going to be my next thing.
We got to set that up.
So
we have to set that up.
We have to do like a wine and candles something something. But I need to be converted from Glade. I love all types of candles. I buy all types, Yankee, whatever. I just love, again, I love those candles. So you did your rebranding. You did your repackaging. And you said you're thinking about the consumer. So once you got that packaging down and you're like, this is the one that I want, this is what I like, what was the steps for you after that? Did you do like some type of launch or how did you sell your product?
I just did it through social media. The feedback was phenomenal. Like people were just like, it's kind of like they were waiting for it. Like the quality of the product never changed, but I think visually it became more appealing and people were like, nah, I need that. Like nothing about it changed. I didn't change the ingredients. I didn't change the formula. I didn't change anything. All I did was change the packaging. And that simple but very effective upgrade changed the game.
Made a difference.
It changed the
That's
game.
That's amazing. So how did you know about the ingredients for a candle?
It was all trial and error. Like, I'm going to tell you right now, like, I am that girl who DIYs do not work for me. I could watch YouTube a million times and I'm like, but she said that it was like four easy steps. Like, what is
you're
this?
You're like, this didn't come out right.
It did not come out. Listen, it was a lot of trial and error.
Okay.
And it was me figuring out what kind of wax I wanted to use, the ratio of fragrance oil to wax. It was a lot. Like, I was just like, I did not sign up for this. Like, I just want to make candles.
why is this not easy?
Did not sign up for this. But it was a lot of trial and error. And once I figured out and I got like a formula down pack and I tested it, I gave it to like family and friends to test out in their homes. Because, you know, like with your own product, you always gassing it up. You're like, oh, nah, this is perfect. But you just need the honest opinion of like other people.
Yes.
And after that, I was just like, let's go. I'm the type of person, I don't like to say that I'm going to do something and not do it.
I
like to hold my own self accountable. Like, if I'm doing something, we got to go all out. Like, it's all or nothing with me. So
I love that. So speaking of trial and error, what's one hurdle that you had to overcome with the candle making process?
That's a good question. I think the hardest thing when you have a product is just having the product speak for itself and allowing it to convince people that this you need it. Whatever you put out, your family, your friends, they should be the first ones to support you, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And if they are, that's great. But now it's convincing a complete stranger.
Yep.
Why do you need my product? Why is my product better than, or not better, I don't even want to say better than, but why do you need my product? Why should you spend your hard-earned dollars on my product? And that was it. But I don't even know if I would call that a hurdle, because I think that it just was organic. Like, all these connections that I've made, all these people who have wrote about the candles, who have purchased the candles, it wasn't really much of a convincing thing. Like, mm-hmm. it was just like they got their hands on it. They were mm-hmm. like, yo, why didn't I know this sooner?
I love this.
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe I got to think on that one.
That's okay. That's okay. I just wanted to know. And because there may be someone out there who wants to start a candle company or some sort of home decor company. So that's good to know. And the fact that you're a Black woman, small business in Brooklyn is amazing. And I just love that. I really, really do. I love that. I've been doing my research on you, of course. And I saw that you recently spoke on a panel at St. John's University on women who play to win. So tell us about that panel. How was that?
That panel was so dope. Okay. Someone had reached out to me from St. John's University. She actually attended. She was an alum.
Oh, nice.
And you know, sometimes, I don't know if this happens to you, but you get people reach out to you and you're just like, let me check these credentials. Let me make sure that this person is not trying to like this is not fake. Because it's like, even though you know that you work hard and you are smashing every goal and you know that you deserve certain things, when it happens, it's still kind of like it's that surreal moment. Like, wait, me? You want me to be on your panel?
Why me? What did I do?
Right. But the panel was amazing. And New York City Comptroller was there. It was just super, nice, super nice, dope. Nice. It was a lot of great information. Students from St. John's were there. They were asking excellent questions about business. And I think to just speak to that point, to be a Black woman in business from Brooklyn, it's amazing. Right now, 2017, it's an amazing time to be a Black woman, to be a boss, to be owning your own stuff. Like, it's our time. Like,
right?
I
feel like it's no better time than now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's just only going to get better from here. And I feel like more and more people are realizing that and saying, hey, like, I want to do this. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nobody stopping you from doing anything that you want to do.
And that's why it's also important to like be invited to like an institution like St. John's University to speak on a panel so that people who look like you could aspire and be like, yo, if she could do it, I could definitely do it. Or even being on this podcast, which is so dope, sharing your story. No, I'm being serious. Like, we have to like continue to be the narrators of our own stories and tell our own stories and like inspire people and like anything that you want in this world. And I say this, I repeat this to myself every day. Anything you want in this world is yours. You just got to do the work and just go grab it. That's all it is. That's all it is. And the work looks different. Like, you hear do the work, you're like, okay, what does that mean? Does that mean like, I got to make sure my Instagram is popping? I got to make sure. It just mm-hmm. means overall just putting yourself out there, getting yourself out there and just going the extra mile.
I love that, Daniqua. So I saw that you were also featured in Essence, where you say that your candle company flourished after surrounding yourself with gold chasers.
Yes.
Gold chasers. Now, would you say a gold chaser is a business owner? Or does that mean someone who just has any sort of goal that they want to achieve? And I think, how do you define that gold chaser?
I think, first of all, shout out to Essence.
Yes, Essence.
That feature was a complete surprise. It was I was one of the 50 founders to watch, and I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. I was like hand selected amongst so many other brands that I admire, so many other people that I admire.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. So when I made that statement, I just mean that, like, literally your net worth.
Yep,
and
exactly.
All of my friends, all of the people that I consider friends that are in my close circle, my extended circle, they're killing it. Like, when I say killing it, like, they are owning whatever it is that they're doing. They don't have to necessarily own a business.
Yep.
It could be in their career. They are just killing and changing the game. And
nice.
When you are around people like that who are unafraid to go after what is theirs, you have no choice but to level up and to just like be like, nah, she's like, it's like automatic motivation. Like, when I see my friends, I'm just like, I'm so damn proud of them. Like, I can't even explain it. It's just mm-hmm. like, I'm just so happy to know them. I'm so happy to like be in a room with them. I'm so happy to like listen to their wisdom. I'm just so happy to just be there. Yes. And it's just motivating. Like, it's
I'm
just,
sure.
It's
look,
just
I'm smiling now and I don't even know what you're talking about. But it's just like that energy that just travels with someone who's positive and that's so going after what they mm-hmm. want. And like you said, they're doing the work and you want to surround yourself with that because that positive energy is going to vibrate. Who doesn't want to be around that? And who doesn't want to be surrounded with just good vibes?
The people that you hang around with, when you chilling with people who are winning and people who are like chasing their goals, the conversation is different. Like,
oh my God.
We're literally talking about like, different. We're literally talking about, okay, boom. So this is November. We need to be planning X, Y, and Z. Everything just needs to level up. That's all it is. Just level up.
It has to. You have conversations about the next 2 to 3 years. You're not, you know, you're thinking way ahead. Like you're thinking smarter. You're thinking larger. You mm-hmm. want more. The goals are different. It's so different. It's mm-hmm. so different. So I definitely agree with that. So just a few things that you've done. It's been so much, and your products have been featured everywhere.
Thank you.
But you recently, I saw that you were on the Verizon From the Ground Up panel, mm-hmm. which was great. I saw that, and then your products were featured in the Fader. But I want to talk about the Budweiser commercial that you did. The theme was passion and pursuing dreams, and I read the experience. You're like, I wake up at 6 a.m., I check my emails, I do this, and you were just chilling. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you got the email about the car, and you're like, oh, this is going to be televised. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
And then I love the part about you reached out to your friend who's a makeup artist, and she was unavailable. Mm-hmm. And then you reach out to your good friend, and it's like having those friends in your corner that are like, listen, girl, I do it all. You need your makeup. I'll do your hair. Let's get you together.
Shout out to Sephora also.
Yeah.
it's so funny. So, like I said, the email came through for Budweiser, and I was just in my house. I was pouring candles, actually. My boyfriend was in the living room playing Madden or something.
Okay.
And I got the email, and I was like, is this a joke? Like, they were like, oh, you know, we found you on Instagram and we were like interested in having you featured in a commercial, blah, blah, blah. Please, if you're interested, send us back up. So I'm like, okay, you know what? They're not asking for my social. They're not asking for like,
my social.
Give up a lung. They're not asking for nothing. They don't want to know what my mother's maiden name is. So this,
can you stop?
What's the worst that could happen? Let me just send them back. Like, okay, boom. We might could do this. So then I get a phone call from the director herself, and she left a voicemail, mm-hmm. and she's like, yeah, you know, we chose you, can you give us a call back, blah, blah, blah. So like, I froze for like 2.5 seconds, and I was like, she's serious? Called her back, and she was like, yes, da da da, we need you, this is the date, please let me know if you're still available.
Okay.
And one thing that they did ask, which I thought that was so dope, so I'm actually, a lot of people don't even know this, but because I didn't even put this on like social media.
Okay, so
but I actually have locks. I started my locks earlier this year, like in February.
Okay, you have them now?
I do.
Oh, like right now?
I'm so dead. And I always used to like, I like to wear my hair wrapped up. And even before I had locks, that was just like my go-to hairstyle. Like I was doing it since I was in college. I was just like, this is easy. Yep. It's cute. It's chic. It's just there.
Okay.
That was one of the things that they requested. They were like, I love the fact that you are true to yourself and I don't want to change anything like that. Like, I don't want how the commercial comes off to be fake. I want it to be as real as possible. So show up to set that day. That morning, I called Sephora. She came over, gave me a little quick little natural beat. And they sent the car over, and like I said, I watched Taken. So I was like,
the movie. I love that.
So I was like, they're not kidnapping me. Even though, like, shout out to Budweiser.
I love that.
Was not the case. My boyfriend followed behind. We got to the studio. It was this beautiful studio in Williamsburg.
Okay.
And when I got there, what I loved the most was that they really paid attention to my brand. They knew literally everything that I showcased on social media. The place was set up as though it was my studio.
That's great.
We shot the commercial. Easy peasy. She said it was the fastest shoot that they ever did. It was just...
Really?
It was so easy. It was so easy. It was so calm. It was so cool.
It felt like...
It was supernatural. Like, I literally felt like I was at home pouring my candles and just chilling. Like, it was a vibe. Everybody who was on set was just...
That's amazing.
Super perfect. And I'm super appreciative for Budweiser.
Did that you
was
have
amazing.
Beer?
At the
no
shoot?
Beer?
Oh, no. They gave me beer to go home, but I wasn't drinking. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning.
But yeah, that's so amazing. I read that story. I was like, oh my God, like, I just love that. And it speaks to being your own boss and having to maneuver quickly when things don't go the way that you planned, and having a backup plan for a backup plan, and just being able to just be swift.
Definitely.
And like you said, your friend wasn't available. So you're like, okay, next option. I don't have time to like freak out and panic. And I gotta go.
I think that's the thing with like, overall as a woman, we just have something in us where we just like, we just got to figure shit out. Like,
you have to
quickly, like, okay, boom, this isn't working. Okay.
We got to do something else.
I got plan B. You know, it's just something. Like, I feel like, I don't know if we are born with it, but it's just, we don't got time to sweat. We got to just like,
that's true.
We'll stress after. We'll figure it out now. We'll stress after.
That's absolutely true. So, I love that. I love your, you know, such a go-getter. I love that. I really do. I love that. So I want to talk about the scents. So you have, tell us about the naming process of your new scents, or just your scents in general.
Scents in general. So all of the scents are named by something that somewhat inspires me. So one of my favorite scents is home. And I just feel like that's what everybody's home should smell like. Like, literally. Like, and when I tell people, like, when people smell it, they're like, yo, home should really smell like this.
So what?
It's lemon, sugar, and vanilla. So it's it's a fresh scent, and it's just very warm. It's just like, literally, like, when you walk through your home door, you want your crib to smell like that. Like, that's just what homes should smell like.
So my question is, when you thought about the name and what it should smell like, were you just like, I like lemon and I like vanilla and I like...
So that was a trial and error process. Oh, it was a lot of mixing. It was a lot of like... And then once a mixture was nailed down and I loved it, now we got to go into like, we got to smell it, and where does it take you? Like, even like, I have a scent called Beau. It is... so damn good. It is sandalwood and tobacco. Those are the top notes. And named it Beau because I'm like, as women, you want to smell like your man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
Taniqua, that's so amazing. Oh, I like that. B-O-W?
B-E-A-U.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to smell like your man and like what is reminiscent about it. And like, literally, like,
I love that.
You go to sleep, you want to wear your man's t-shirt, or like, you just want to like smell warm and just smell secure. That. And I say, like, if you have a bae, he's gonna stay. If you don't, he's definitely gonna come. another candle scent that I love, it's called Irie. So I was in Jamaica earlier this year for my birthday, and I'm literally like laying on the beach, enjoying life and just taking in the entire ambiance, like the sound of the ocean. I got like a coconut with a little bit of rum in it, chilling. And I'm like, yo, I really wish that I could capture this moment in the scent of a candle. So went home and I was sitting on it for forever, and I was just like, I don't know when I'm gonna release it. So the top notes, it's like, it has like a little bit of sea salt, it has hibiscus, it has like a little bit of like citrusy scents. I knew I wanted it to be special.
Okay.
So I reached out to an illustrator. Her name is Deborah Cartwright.
Okay.
And she just captures Black women in a way that is so captivating. Mm. And I was just like, nah, we got to work together. So we went at a cafe in Brooklyn, and we just spoke about it for literally like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. She sent me an image like the next day, and I was like, okay, boom, done.
That's amazing. So
a lot of it is just, it's personal experience, and it's just things around me that inspire me. And like,
I'm so inspired. I am literally so inspired. So you went on your vacation for your birthday to relax, and then you're relaxing and you're in that moment, and you have a scent. Mm-hmm. You have your new scent for your next candle. Mm-hmm. So what can you tell us about taking time to live life?
You have to. It's super important. It's super, super important to take a break, to take a breather, to like, I always think to myself, like, when I see people doing multiple things, and I'm just like, it's possible, but it's like, you want to become a master at one of these things before you like stick your hand in everything. And just like, if it's yours, it's not going anywhere. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So many people have so many ideas about, oh, I think you should do this with it. I think you should do this. And I'm like, girl, this year that I just had, it was phenomenal. And I want to like take credit to saying that I planned it, but I didn't plan nothing. I literally was just at home doing what I normally do, going out where I normally go out, and the blessings just started to flow. And I'm just like, I'm not in a race with anyone
but yourself.
I'm just trying to improve myself, my brand, my overall life. And you got to do that by like revamping and just like taking a breather and just like taking time off to just reflect on the things that you've done. Because so many people do that also. Like, I even found myself doing that early this year where I was just like, you got to chill. Like,
you were reflecting on
that, the fact that I'm not taking any time to like live in the moment. Like, these things are happening and I haven't even like taken 5 minutes, an hour, a day, 2 weeks to reflect on this accomplishment that's phenomenal. Like, the fact that I'm in a commercial that was like aired internationally, and like, you know, like at first when it happened, I was like acting like it's regular. Like, this shit happens to people every day. And it's like, you need those moments to reflect and to just be like, damn.
Yeah.
You know, so taking time is super important.
I mean,
super important.
To touch on what you just said, like, I feel sometimes that I should be working all the time and I don't have, I shouldn't be sitting around like not doing anything. And then I'm working so hard and then I'm like, you know what? I want to take a vacation. And then I go on vacation and I'm like, no, why am I laying down? I should be working. I should be like doing so many things. But then your experience, just saying that you were on vacation, just enjoying life, and ideas come to you.
Yeah.
So the point is that it's okay to take time to live your life. It's okay to take time to reflect and to be, you know, aware and in the know and in the moment. And that's still working. You're still working because you're giving your time, you're giving your mind the time to restart, recharge.
And just to reflect.
And just to reflect,
Be gracious. So last year, my dad, he passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay, thank you. I think trying to like process the entire thing, but he died at 68 years old. And my dad was literally like one of the hardest working people that I knew. Mm-hmm. He never took a break. Mm-hmm. Never took a break. And like, I think seeing like my dad take like his last breath in the hospital, it, you know, when people say like, tomorrow's not promised, live each day like it's your last, like it was in that moment that it was like, those words rang true to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you're busting your ass, you're working hard, and you can't even enjoy none of it.
Yeah.
You can't enjoy none of it. Like, I'm talking like, he woke up like every morning, probably like 4, 5 o'clock, didn't go to sleep till like 8, 9. I'm like, you're 68 years old. You've been working for like basically your entire life. Mm-hmm. And at no point in time do you get a chance to like relax, to breathe. And then you take your last breath and then you're not taking shit with you. You have nothing to take with you. Like, to me, that was the ultimate reminder that you got to breathe.
Yep.
You have to be able to take time for yourself, because before you know it, your life, literally watching your life pass you by. And you don't want that to happen. You want to be able to experience and to live and to like say that, oh my God, okay, so every once, 2 Sundays out of the month, I'm chilling with my girls. Or like, I'm taking a vacation 6 times a year, like forcing yourself to take these breaks, to take these times. I've declared 2 days out of the week my own personal days.
Love
like
that.
I'm like, I don't care if people take one day. I need 2 days to like catch up on Daniqua. Like, there are shows that I need to catch up on. There's like, I love to cook. Like, there's things that you miss out on doing that you used to enjoy because we're so concentrated on the work. But it's like, it ain't going nowhere.
Yeah,
that's it's true. Not going anywhere.
It must be a healthy balance. So I love that. And you guys, please take time to live your lives. Please take time to be in the moment and just enjoy living. Just enjoy living. So what is next for Lit Brooklyn? What's your 2018 and 2019 looking like?
2018 is already, like, I'm already in May 2018. Ooh. As far as, like, the planning.
It's going to come around so fast. We're, like,
35 days left in the year. That's crazy. That's true. But for 2018, for Lit, I am looking to have more of an international presence.
Love that.
This year was more focused on visibility here and just getting people talking about it. And that's happened. So now I'm just focused on more. I want to do more pop-ups. I love doing pop-ups. I feel like that's when I get to connect with my customers more because I have a product that you have to touch, you have to feel, you have to smell.
Yeah.
And even though like the online sales are like amazing,
good
to be able to connect with people and like share the story of like why I named it what I named it, or like, you know, for them to be able to connect with me on that level. I'm obsessed with that part of it. Like if I could choose one of the favorite parts of owning a business and like owning a candle company, owning Lit Brooklyn, it would be to connect with the people who support me.
I love that. I love that.
So that's what 2018 is looking like. Good. And there's so many great things in store. I can't share them yet, but like...
Yeah, we'll have to have you back next year, of course, to share those details with us. But I'm so excited to see. I'm so excited to try a few candles because I want to try all those scents that you told me. And I want to try Allure. So I read about that. I want to try that.
Oh, my God. So... With Allure. So shout out to Mia Ray. She is like Instagram's mother when it comes to budgeting, when it comes to business, when it comes to mommy. Mm-hmm. I partnered with her for a collaboration. It's called, she has a brand called Glamaholic Lifestyle. And we created 3 scents and they cannot stay in stock at all. One of them is called Rose Ray, which is, it smells literally like a bouquet of fresh roses. Ooh. Then we have Hustle and Allure. They're like phenomenal scents. Sure. Like I'm obsessed.
I cannot wait to try them. Can't wait to try all of them. But again, I'm so obsessed with the brand. I'm so obsessed with you. I think that your story is amazing. So inspiring.
Thank you.
And just true to who you are and what you do. And I love that. Yay. But this has been our time.
Already? I feel like, oh my gosh. Right?
I know. I feel like it's just like we have so much more to talk about. But can you tell everybody where we can find you on social media?
So on social media, you can find Lit Brooklyn at LITBKLYN on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. And if you care to stalk my personal,
we do.
I'm at DWIL, DWIL on Instagram.
Nice. Okay, well, Daniqua, thank you so much for taking the time to come out to talk to me. This has been so amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I'm looking forward to what you have in store for next year, more scents, expanding internationally. I want to be in London buying your candles. I want to be...
Nah, that's going to happen.
of course it's going to happen, because you're amazing. But again, thank you so much, and I look forward to and wish you so much success in the new year.
Yeah. Stay lit.
Yeah, stay lit. Guys, I'm Whitney and you're listening to Meet the Owner.